UN seeks new social norms, declares itself a trusted coronavirus news source. By Simon Kent on November 27, 2020. The United Nations has joined the World Economic Forum, WEF, to announce a global coronavirus news service, declaring the time has come for new social norms that seek out and correct wrong information. Observing that social media is a mechanism for driving opinion on a host of issues, the two globalist organizations announced Thursday they want to combat dangerous misinformation. When COVID-19 emerged, it was clear from the outset this was not just a public health emergency, but a communications crisis as well, Melissa Fleming, Chief of Global Communications for the United Nations, said. We're trying to create this new social norm called pause, take care before you share, Fleming continued. We're equipping people, through this new social norm, with a bit of information skepticism. The UN is also encouraging social media influencers to help spread what it selects as real news about the pandemic, recruiting them in their tens of thousands to spread the digital messages the UN itself has deemed necessary. So far, we've recruited 110,000 information volunteers. And we equip these information volunteers with the kind of knowledge about how misinformation spreads and ask them to serve as kind of digital first responders in those spaces where misinformation travels, Fleming said. UN Chief Antonio Guterres is pleased to enter the global information age and seek out wrongthink. Put your trust in the UN alone and all will be well, is his simple alternative message. As Breitbart News reported, in March the Chinese Communist Party declared the coronavirus did not start in the city of Wuhan, claiming support from both the UN and World Health Organization, WHO, in rejecting hurtful US allegations to the contrary as bald-faced racism and xenophobia. This was supported directly by the United Nations, which had earlier worked to deflect any criticism of the Chinese Communist Party in China. Preliminary investigations conducted by the Chinese authorities have found no clear evidence of human-to-human transmission of the novel coronavirus, identified in Wuhan, the WHO wrote on Twitter. The WHO was later forced to backtrack on its stand and concede the coronavirus is indeed capable of human-to-human transmission and presented a huge risk to global health. Now it hopes the rest of the world will fall into line and observe its dictates as driven by selected social media warriors. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.